Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Good morning and welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Come where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're expecting a guest, Ms. Jacqueline Moore. But first, let us read the scripture, and then we're going to pray. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who are tuning in on this bright early morning. Usually my shows are at night. Amen. But since we're here, we're going to have a good time in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let's read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry and other ministries as well to do things that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each opportunity. We thank you for each platform. And we thank you for being the God who you are in our lives. We ask, would you continue to bless us, to magnify who you are and glorify who you are. We thank you for each person who's on the line right now. Thank you for our guests, and we thank you for those who have been on the show and those who are coming. And Lord, we just ask, would you continue to help us and bless us and keep us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this is the time in which I usually introduce our guests, and I say, and introducing to some and presenting to others, and I'll let you know who the guest is. But our guest is not here yet, but the Lord did give me a word, an encouraging word to share with the listeners. Now, if our guest comes, then we will revert back over, and we will introduce our guest and start on the interview questions. But if not, we're going to carry on in Jesus' name, amen, and then we're going to reschedule, amen. So I want you to turn to Isaiah 60 and 1, Isaiah 60 and 1. The Lord says, "Be ye ready at all times," amen, because you never know when the word of God has to go forth unto the people so that their souls, God says, can be lit up on fire and so that their feet can move into their destiny. I'm excited and delighted. Amen, amen. So Isaiah 60 and 1, and it reads, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." I want you to get out a sheet of paper real quick because I have some key words for you. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." All right, that's Isaiah 60 and 1 for those of you who are turning to your Bibles. You've just tuned in. Amen. And if our guest comes, then we will revert back over. But right now, we're going to go into the Word of God. All right, when we talk about arise, God says any time that we arise, he says we awaken. And when we awaken, he says we come from our sleep. He says when we arise physically, as I just said, we come from our sleep. But God says there's another awakening or there's another arising that he's talking about. And God says when we begin to arise, he says, then we go into a state of understanding our purpose on earth. Somebody say understanding our purpose. He says when we arise, we understand our purpose on earth. And so God says that we should arise, not arrive, but arise in order to understand our purpose. He says if you don't take feet, if you don't walk into your destiny, you're not going to get to your purpose. And so therefore God says do not let anything hinder you from arising or awakening to the word of God. God says with this particular word we are to walk into the light. He says because we are the light of the world, we are to arise, take feet, and we are to walk into our destiny. We are to walk into our destiny. And then it says shine. God says that in your new domain, in your new territory that we spoke about yesterday, he says you are not only to make it to your destiny, but you are to shine. You are to be a beacon. You are to be a light. You are to be the light of the world. He says, there's a song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. What light are you shining? If your light is dim, if you don't have any batteries to shine your light, the Lord says that you should recharge. He calls for a revival. He calls for a renewal. So he says, arise. Then he says, shine. When you arise, you're on your feet and you're walking towards your destiny. He says, but do not forget your light. He says, do not forget your light. Your light must shine. Men, women, boys, and girls should know that you belong to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says, for thy light is come. So if you already have your light, then God says you can shine your light where you can see your purpose. God says the derivatives, amen, slow down, the derivatives of life, right, is basically those things that you are aware of because your light is shining. He says many people, the revelation is going forth, many people walk into their destiny blinded, and that's how they miss out on their blessings. That's how we miss out on our blessings, because we walk in blinded. He says, anywhere you go, you take your light and you let it shine. Do not allow anyone to diminish or dim your light. If you know and if you are aware of how to or how to get through, God says your light should not be dimmed because those around you do not know. He says, let your light shine. When you walk into your destiny, your light should be on. There's nothing hidden. Then it says, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God says, so once, I want you to imagine, he says, once you awaken from your sleep, once you awaken and are aware that the Lord wants me to be in this destiny, he wants to increase my territory, he says, then you grab your light, not a physical light, not a flashlight, God says, but through your actions and your words and your deeds will your light shine. And so if we're working in scientific formation, which is gravity and matter, God says, he says your light should never go out because we don't need batteries to keep us going like the Energizer Bunny. He says we need the revelation of God and we need the fire from God in order to keep us going. How do we get fire? God says revival. Every day is a renewal of our energy. Every day is a renewal. Then he says, for thy light is come. So if you have your light through your actions and deeds, if we have our light through our actions and deeds, we can walk into our destiny without stumbling and falling. God says the reason why, praise God, my help is coming. God says the reason why we walk into our destinies and we stumble and fall or we fail, he says, it's because we can't see. We have no idea what God wants us to do because our light is not shining. God says some people stumble into their destiny without even realizing or without even being able to see spiritually. And therefore, they miss every opportunity, every door that the Lord has opened to them because they're walking in darkness. Turn on the lights, man. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Once your light is on, once we're walking into that particular territory, right, then the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God will reveal himself unto us, and God will show us exactly what he would have, what, us to do. So arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That was Isaiah 60:1. So what are you going to do? You're going to arise today. We're not going to sleep late. Amen. We're going to arise today. Once we arise, we're going to turn on our light through our actions and deeds. Amen. Somebody blows at you because they think you're driving too slow. We don't point the bad finger at them. We just let them go around. Amen. Amen. So arise. Today is the time to get up and begin to walk into your destiny. God says, get moving because his glory is up on thee. The Lord wants to reveal what the destiny is, but if we're still asleep or if we're unaware because our light is off, then we don't know how to get to our destiny. And when we get there, if we happen to make it there, then we're not going to be able to see what is going on. Amen? We're not going to be able to see that. And so we must be able to see what is going on all times. All right? All right. And one more thing that God gave me. Matthew 19:26 says, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Some people say, are you speaking about miracles? Yes. Are you speaking about breakthroughs? Uh-huh. What about careers? Yes. I'm speaking about all those things. Anything you ask God, he can do it. But guess what? The secret is it has to be in the will of God, and it has to be something that's authorized by God. If you're asking for something that is out of the will of God, it's not going to happen. And so when we look at our needs and wants, that's why we always pray beforehand with our needs and wants, because we don't want to ask amiss. We don't want to ask anything in vain. We don't want to ask anything in vain. We want to make sure that everything we ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in the will of God. That's why we pray before we even go to God, because we want to make sure our hearts are right. We want to make sure our minds are right, and we're thinking clearly in order to be into the presence of God. With God, all things are possible. What are all things? Anything you put your mind to is possible with God. The sky is the limit. I pray to God about this script. I pray to God about this ministry. I pray to God about different things. And God says, with everything is possible. He says, but you're going to have to arise. You're going to have to allow your light to shine. Don't dim it for anyone. If God has put that fire under your feet, and if he's anointed you, use your anointing. Don't abuse your anointing, but use your anointing. If you have a prophetic anointing, use it, but don't use it against people. Use it for the glory of God. God says he gives us gifts. Those gifts, if you're a minister, those gifts that you have, you don't use the Bible in order to degrade somebody. You use the Bible to upgrade. Amen. And God says the truth of the matter is that God is the only judge. And so he says that anything that you have, the main focus here is we're going to allow our lights to shine. How should our light shine? Our lights should shine each and every day. Each and every day, our lights should shine. Each and every single day. Don't dim it just because of the company that you're in, right? Don't dim it just because of the environment that you're in. Your light, our light, should shine each and every day. Now, are we going to get tired and want to turn off our light because we're tired? Of course. Why? Because we're humans. But when you turn off your light, make sure that you're resting. But when you are awakened and you arise, that light should always remain on, okay? And remember this, because I'm almost finished. With all things, we ought to take it to God, because with God, all things are possible. There is, the sky is the limit. We can do everything with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we can do nothing by ourselves. Amen? Nothing. Nothing can manifest if we try to do it by ourselves. Amen? And so, therefore, we must make sure that we always, always, always put God first. Amen. In everything. And the main focus is to never allow your light to go out for anyone. Always allow your light to shine everywhere you go. Because guess what? Energy from your light may need to be transformed into energy for someone else. So make sure that your light is shining at all times and never allow your light to go out. Amen. That was a daily devotion, and I know that that helps someone, because the Lord says, you know, things happen for a reason, and ministries happen for a reason. And so I know that that helped someone. And so in this particular lesson, there are three things, and the Lord's going to give me those three things in just a second. Those three things, the first thing God says is to always allow your light to shine. And did you hear what I said? I said always allow your light to shine. Because sometimes we don't allow our light to shine because we don't want to seem like we're overpowering anyone. But if the Lord has put an anointing in your spirit, God says, let it shine. He says, because just as he's given you the light, he can also dim the light. Because we have to use the energy in which gives us for his work. And it takes a lot of energy for the work of God. Okay? That's number one. So God says, allow your light to shine. He didn't say let, because God says he's already placed the light within us. He didn't say let. He says allow. Allow your light to shine. Number two, God says anything you ask for in his name, it shall be granted. That is a key secret, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. Get up and get busy. God says anything you ask for in his name, it shall be granted. Ask in the name of Jesus, and it shall be granted. That is a promise. That is not something that Africa Love made up. That is a promise from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ask and it shall be granted. You have to believe and you have to receive, God says. And then number three, God says, his work shall go forth. He says, do not stop working in the vineyard because of all of the assignments, Africa Love. He says, because these are all connected. People constantly need to be fed. Believe it or not, people constantly need to be fed because people are constantly hungry. God says that, you know, we talk about three squares a day. He says, but people constantly need the word of God. He says, so because he puts, and we're talking about not just the Afraid of Love Show ministry, but other ministries as well, because God is blessing you as well. He says, when he puts you on platforms and when he gives you work and for the kingdom of God and to glorify God, he says, do not neglect the first right, which was giving the word of God, your ministry is your message from God, right? Every time we get on, these messages are not from us. People are not joining this particular ministry. People are not listening to this ministry. People are not wanting to come on the shows because of me. They wanted to come on here because of the word of God. So the dispensation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ must continue to carry on no matter what. Amen? Amen. So with that being said, I want you to tell your friends that we did discuss Isaiah 60:1, and we did discuss Matthew 19:26. And the main three things is to allow your light to shine, not let it shine, allow it to shine, because everybody has a light. Then number two is to always make sure that anything we ask for, in Jesus' name, we shall receive and be ready for it. You know, as I was joking with my guest yesterday, and I said, you know, I asked God for something, and he did it. He did it, and I was wondering, I forgot I asked about it, and God did it. So when we ask for something, we have to make sure that we're ready for it in any form or fashion. And my take is, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And then finally, God says, forsake not your first. He says that particular ministry that helped you to get over that particular ministry that blessed you to be on those platforms, blessed you to do the work in the kingdom of God. God says people still need the word of God. The word of God does not stop because God is setting you in different places. He says the word of God continues to go on because people are continuously hungry. He says we don't want people to starve. Be our fault because we didn't give the word of God and we didn't continue in the ministry as God has constructed us to do. Amen. Amen. So be sure to share that with all of your friends. And as I said before, our guest is not here, but we had a great time in the Lord. Amen. We had a great time in the Lord. And we're going to reschedule, and I'm going to have more guests on starting next week. I need to contact many of our other guests. And then we're going to have some more guests on next week, God's will. But this week, I'm going to be on the ministry because I know that this is, for us, this is spring break, but the ministry doesn't stop and the work of God doesn't stop. Amen. We continuously go on and on and on. Amen. So that's what we're going to do. And as I said before, just continue to pray, continue to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he will definitely see you through. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who tuned in today to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. If some of our guests happen to not be here, we're going to reschedule. Amen. We're going to reschedule. But the Lord always has an encouraging word to provide for us as we are waiting or anticipating. And the Lord says that his ministry will continue to carry on no matter what. Amen. Amen. So praise God. So I want you to remember that and remember that God is good. And he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And once again, if you want to give your life unto Christ, this is a good time to do so, whether you're in your house, whether you're in your car, wherever you are. It's very simple. All you have to do is accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life. He will begin to change your life for the betterment. He will begin to increase your territory. He will begin to decrease our flesh, and he will begin to help us in that right early. So I encourage you to continuously pray and depend upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. Amen. Amen. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com /freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com /EDA. LOVE. Amen. Be sure to do that. Also, you can listen to this particular ministry on the AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. That's AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now then, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, please be sure to connect with me at AlFreedaLove or FreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on this particular ministry. Continue to pray for your family and your friends and yourself. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those who you do not know. Now, make sure that when you pray for your family members, you're praying for them one by one and you're calling out what they need according to the glory of God. If they need healing, call out that healing and say their name. If they need deliverance, call out that deliverance and say their name. If they need a breakthrough, call out that breakthrough and say their name. If they need any type of just love, amen, just call out their name and ask God to grant more love to them or to allow them to feel more love. Amen? Because we serve a good God, and do not neglect to pray for yourself as well, because you have to continue to let your light shine so that we can intercede for those who are not strong enough in order to pray for themselves. And we all get into that situation sometime, but God is our strength. He is our rock. Amen? And he is our help in a time of trouble. Amen? Be sure to get your calendars out as well. You'll get your calendars out. We have so many events going on. I do know that in March, and I'm going to place this on there today actually, the Bellmead community have a community, huge community event at a church right on Willow Street. And we want all of you to come out, especially those who are in the Belmead area, those who are in the Waco area, come out and support. We have some great things going on. I'm going to be there because I want to take pictures and I want to write an article about it. I love Belmead. I love the community. So be sure to check my Facebook page, ALFREDALOVE. I'm going to find that flyer in my email list, and I'm going to actually put that flyer out there. Amen. I believe that it's on March 19th. I believe, but I'm going to put that flyer out on my computer. Also, speaking of community, we have a board meeting on tonight. All of you who have elected individuals to serve your precinct, we need your support. We need you to start coming out to the meetings. We have many things that will help Belmead, but we need your support. So you trusted us to be in these positions, and so now we need your support by your attendance. And so that's a big, big push. In addition to that, let's get back to the radio station here. If you look at these different websites, if you go to afrita.hubpages.com, you will see many articles. Please be sure to read those articles if you want to contribute to those articles, meaning that if you want to comment on those articles, feel free to do so. Whether you're in agreement or indifferent, that is totally fine, because guess what? Everyone has a right for their own opinions. Amen. As long as it's clean and there's no vulgarity on these particular articles, then that's fine. If you look in the spotlight, we have Ms. Clinton or Mr. Trump. And fashion models about last night. We have celebrities, and we have the blues. Amen. And we have many more, political and political science. How many of you like political science? I love political science because we're listening about, we're learning about different historical things that happened. It's kind of like history. It's kind of akin to history, but it's really science. And, I mean, it's just great. Okay? All right. So that's that. So be sure to look at afrita.hubpages.com. Okay. Then go to thestellargospelmusic.com, and we're going to add a group here because they're number three on the Billboard. Virtue is the name of the group. And so we're going to add a group on here for the Billboard pretty soon, probably today. But if you look at this particular website, this is thestellargospelmusic.com. You will see many different pictures. I'm still working on this website. I would love to have your artists highlighted on this website as far as projects are concerned. So please send them to emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is the Stellar Gospel Music page. This will turn into our radio station. Of course, there's yours truly, Dr. Afrita Love. So that's me there. Then the new gospel music projects we have, and actually this is, I don't know why it didn't change. This is supposed to be for March and April, but we have Mr. Jonathan Nelson, Fearless, Sister Tina Campbell, Speak the Word, Damian Sneed, the Abbasinan, and we have Rain, Refresh Worship. We have J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise, You're Mighty. Then Gospel Artist Highlight of the Week, we have Tina Campbell with Teddy Campbell, Speak the Word. Gospel Artist Highlight of the Week, Anthony Brown, Bless the Lord. To inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, you can email me. There it is right there, emonya_love@yahoo.com, with the artist, the album title, label, and release date. Someone did a great job of that. If you look at my page, Sister Jacqueline Carr, and I had added her, and I need to make sure she's added on this particular page. Her manager did a great job of all of that. And so I had added her last night. I'm going to look on my other form of Internet Explorer and see if it's on there. So give me just a second. I want you to take a little trip through this particular website, thestellargospelmusic.com, while I look to see if I have the right version here. And then, of course, you will see different shows that we've had. I usually try to highlight too the Elizabeth Gerald story. Be sure to look at that story because I'm actually working on a script for that. So be sure to check out that story, not only with the interview on this radio station, but also if you look at the headlines, if you just Google Marcy Jarrell, then you will see her story. And it's very impactful, and it's basically to prevent suicide among our teens. Okay, so be sure to look at that. All right. I'm going to have to check this website out because I added all that yesterday, and it's not there. All right. Anyway, so coming soon, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, and I'm going to work on that today. We should have about 20 to 30 pages in there. Then, of course, we have the Bounce TV. I added some more programs. We have It's a Man's World. Be sure to continue to support their show, as well as Mary Mary, as well as we have another show that I'm going to actually place on this particular website. Events, I will be in San Antonio, Texas on the 2nd. David Mann will be in Waco, Texas on the 9th. And then we have the big gigantic concert on the 9th in Dallas, Texas. So many things are going on in April. I do have some March events, as I said before, the Bellmead event community. StellarGospelMusic.com, top 10 gospel music for, this is supposed to be March, is Pastor Marvin Winans. I'm over it now. Psalmist Tell a Man, One Way. Psalmist Tina Campbell featuring Teddy Campbell, Speak the Word, and Mr. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Bless the Lord. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. And then, of course, there's AfritaLoveShow.com television. I'm going to have little clips. Then if you want to advertise your church for a week, right now we have the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. If you click on that button right there, then you will find that we celebrated 100 years at the church. And so be sure to check that out as well. If you go to the About Us, you will find a little bit about me there, and then also at freetoloveshow.com interview samples if you want to check out some of the interviews that I've had. Then, of course, if you want to contact me, then here's the contact information. This page did update. I don't know why the other one didn't, but this page updated. So this is the contact information. Make sure that you place your name, email, subject, message, and please submit that information. As far as services, we have speaking services, we have books and things of that nature that I will be placing on this particular website. Church events around the world, this updated as well. We have the Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann and others. You know him as Mr. Leroy Brown. And I tell you what, I've been following this duo for years. This is not something I just started. And so when Mr. Mann was at the McDonald Fest in Dallas, Texas, he was hilarious. I mean, I was supposed to take pictures and write and everything, and it was so funny. You have to attend. If you're in Waco or close to Waco, or if you're at Baylor, if you're a Baylor student, TSTC student, McLennan County student, anyone. I mean, it's for the whole community. You have to go and see it. It is hilarious. If you need a good laugh, it is hilarious. Okay, so, and you already know that, but I'm just telling you firsthand from listening in Dallas, Texas, it is hilarious. You need to be there. Then, of course, there's the gigantic gospel concert on the same day, April 9th, at the Friendship West Baptist for Mr. Mann. That starts at 7 p.m. April 9th. And so doors open at 3 o'clock for the Friendship West, and at 4 o'clock the show begins. So guess what? If you're in Dallas and you want to come to Waco, you have plenty of time because it's like an hour and a half, depending on how you drive. It's like an hour and a half from Dallas to Waco. So it's really not a conflict with these two events because both of them are going to be excellent. All these ladies and gentlemen that you see on the gigantic gospel concert, they've been to the Stellars. I mean, their music is wonderful. And, of course, we all know about Mr. David Mann and Sister Pamela Mann. And so if you want to support both, you can. You literally can, okay? But the gigantic gospel concert begins at 4 o'clock, and it'll probably last till about 6, almost 7, but you can stay there, and then you can drive to Waco, or, you know, it's just up to you. It's your prerogative. You do what you want to do. But you can make both of these events, because you do know that before most of these events start, then there's always an opener. Somebody always opens for these events. And speaking of opening events, if you need a couple of gospel artists to open events, then email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. But back to this. Yes, you can make both of these. So be sure to check this out, and I'm going to add more flyers on today. We want to congratulate the group Virtue as I was looking. We're going to congratulate them and put them on our page because they're number 3 on the Billboard. Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E, is a group. They were also at the Stellars. They're number 3 on the Billboard, which is a major accomplishment. And so be sure to support their music and their events as well. Amen. So let's go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Okay, so with the AfritaLoveShow.com, this is the website, and the reason why I'm going over this website again is because we have many new people as well as our regular people who usually listen to the show, but I want you to be familiar with it. You're going to hear some music. I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. You're going to hear some music, but if you look on this website, you have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in film and, of course, gospel. And then Minister LaShawn McLemore, ministry and gospel. So check out their different websites and different things that they're doing. And, of course, please click on Love Radio. If you click on Love Radio, you will be right here at the studio. Amen. Just one click and you'll be right there. Boom. You'll be right here at the radio station. Okay. And so if you want to follow this particular radio station, all you have to do is press follow right under my picture. Press follow, and then we will send you an email every time we come on the ministry. Amen. We will send you an email when we come on the ministry, and we would love to have you on the show. Okay? All right. So let's go back. And that's Love Radio. All right, if you need a speaker, I would encourage you to contact me directly at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm looking to partner with individuals as well as I speak at many different events. I have a couple of speaking engagements. I have one in Waco, San Antonio, Memphis, and then I just received about 3 more invites, but I will let you know. I will give you a schedule for where I will be speaking, and God is good. Amen. So when we look at Love's interviews, I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. And with this particular interview, I was able to, I was able to speak to the organization, and they gave me a platform where I was able to tell what goes on within the community. And so be sure to look at this particular interview and just enjoy. There are many different people on these interviews, so be sure to look at that. As far as the school tutorial site, that has changed to the stellargospelmusic.com. Okay, that has changed to that. And so if you look on here, we're back to that same website that I just went over. Amen? And if you do need tutoring, then we will add that to that freetoloveshow.com. Just let me know. All right. Now let's go to upcoming events. I'm working on a script entitled Marcy Gerald, looking for pitch opportunities. I found some, but I'm going to always keep my options open. I'm working on this particular story. This is a bully prevention story, but it's a true story. And our ultimate goal is to make it into film. So I'm working on a script right now, and I'm going to be working today for a couple of hours on it. So be sure to look out for that. And I'm praying to God, and God has already answered my prayers. Amen. And so I'm going to move forward. When we look at the radio station, you do know that this is a relative spiritual ministry. You know that we have and we interview many people from all over the world. And if you want to be featured on this national ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Spiritual guide, if you are interested in that, just click on Spiritual Guide to go. And we did have a sale on these paperback books. It's It's $1.79. I think I'm going to stock up because when I go speak, I want to make sure I have enough booklets as well. $1.79 for these particular booklets. So be sure to go ahead and get your booklets. Amen. Amen. $1.79 is pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good. And, of course, we're going to add more music to our radio station at the bottom as well. So about the venue, what about the venue? As you know, this is an international radio station. It's centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics, and we capture different events, as you can see from those pictures. And, of course, upcoming events, once again, is Ms. Marcy Gerald, the Marcy Gerald Story, Suicide Prevention Amongst Youth. Of course, the AfritaLoveShow.com. Artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Afrida Love, or you can email me at you can email me at emonyaa_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speaker, know about any type of entertainment opportunities. For the location and contact, you can contact me via email directly, emonyaa_love@yahoo.com, or you can send a comment or review. There's your name, email, subject, message, and then click on submit. For the gospel artists in the industry, these are some of the gospel artists, and as I said before, I'm going to add more gospel artists or updated pictures. Amen. So continue to pray for each and every one of these gospel artists. This is by no means every gospel artist in the industry, but if you want your gospel artist added, be sure to send it via email at emonyaa_love@yahoo.com. For links, of course, here are some links. I'm not going to read these to you, but you do know we have the two gospel artists, we have the radio station, and then we have our fan pages as well as LinkedIn. Let's click on LinkedIn. I like to check LinkedIn on a daily basis. So here's the LinkedIn page if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn as well. All right. Okay. So here is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. This is her bio. And if you stay on the page long enough, you will hear four of her different genres of music that she has written. Okay. Then, of course, meet radio host Dr. Love. These are some of the speaking topics. As I said before, I'm going to put my speaking schedule on this particular page. I think this is a good place to put it so that you will know where I'll be speaking and so that you can come out and support as well. Love's Author Corner, these are some of the books. So be sure to check these books out and support these authors. Health and Human Performance, get moving. To remaining healthy, knowing what you put in your body, and things of that nature. Entertainment and television, these are some of our entertainers and television individuals. Make sure that we're supporting them and all of their endeavors and what they do. For R&B, of course, these are some of our R&B singers. We're going to add more. Meet artist LaShawn McLemore. There's her bio and one of her songs. Community engagement, we're going to, of course, add more about community engagement as well. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. This was a very inspirational type ministry or show, because we needed that. We needed to know that our lights need to continue to shine because God is upon us, and we also need to know that with God all things are possible. And many of us do know that, but we need to be reminded of that, that all, with God all things, not some things, but all things are possible. If you look on my page in just a second, I'm going to put a scholarship opportunity. This scholarship opportunity is for those who are in alternative certification. This is called the Taylor Masaya Scholarship, and this is for alternative education, and it's open to any student graduating from a Texas alternative education program, and they want to attend college. There are two scholarships of $1,000, and your deadline is December 1st, 2016. So if you're interested, please let us know. Okay, so this is open to any student at any age graduating from a Texas alternative education program. And there are two scholarships. So I'm going to be putting information on the webpage. and that's going to probably go into my AfritaLoveShow.com, but I'm going to put it on my Facebook page as well. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page because people need to see this scholarship, especially if you're in the alternative education program. They would like to give you a scholarship. And so take advantage of all these scholarships, students. Take advantage of all these scholarships. Speaking of scholarships, if you have any scholarships for students or that you need to get out or anything that thing of that nature, feel free to email this particular show at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Any type of opportunities, I always like to know those. I share those things. So please be sure to get that message out to me. I like to know what's going on in the world and the city. If you have news that we can use, you know, this particular ministry is open as far as information. If it's information that is not for the good of the whole, then we don't use it. But if it's information that we need, then certainly send it over. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. We're going to see if we can't reschedule Ms. Jackie Moore on another day, and I'm going to make a schedule for next week for different individuals. But this week I'm going to finish out the week with the AfritaLoveShow.com. You know that on today is Tuesday, so on Wednesday we're going to have Praying with the Love, and I believe on Thursday morning we're going to have our top 10 countdown. Then we're going to have a little bit of break where you can catch up with these shows, we can catch up with our scripts and things of that nature, and then on Sunday we're going to come running hard because God is going to do some great things, and I'm going to have individuals lined up for the particular ministry interviews and things of that nature. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.